And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, the title, Play Nice and Share. Also, Modified Common Sense Commentary. We're jumping into Galatians chapter 5. Here's one that's going to be for the record books. We have one that's coming up, a communication that's coming up that's called Forget About It. Forget about it. And then today's Facebook post, can he do that too?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's just simply not professional radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
David Spoon's life has...
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani will not be joining the Trump administration.
Late Friday afternoon, the Trump transition team issued a statement saying Giuliani removed his name from consideration for a position in the new administration. President-elect Donald Trump is quoted as saying Giuliani is an extraordinarily talented and patriotic American and that he respects the former mayor's decision. Giuliani, who was thought to be in the running for Secretary of State, said he'll do all he can to help the Trump administration as a member of the private sector. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, the president-elect was in Louisiana this afternoon to support the Republican candidate in a Senate runoff election. Mr. Trump says he needs as many Republicans as possible in the Senate so he can make good on his campaign promises.
We need John Kennedy in the Senate to help enact our agenda, and we have to do it. Our agenda on behalf of the people of this state and for this country.
Trump spoke in Baton Rouge, then flew to Michigan, his next stop on his thank you tour. President Obama has ordered intelligence officials to conduct a broad review of election season cyber attacks, including the email hacks that rattled the presidential campaign and raised fresh concerns about Russia's meddling in U.S. elections. Deputy White House Press Secretary Eric Schultz says the review President Obama has ordered won't just cover Russia, but also evidence Chinese hackers targeted his campaign and John McCain's 8 years ago.
This is going to put that activity in a greater context. That's going to look at the pattern of this happening from foreign actors dating all the way back to 2008.
The United States is urging a smooth and peaceful transition in South Korea after the allied nation's president was impeached. President Park Geun-hye was officially stripped of her powers today following a scandal in which she allegedly let a close friend manipulate government affairs. Another record day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 142 points, the Nasdaq rose 27. This is SRN News.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff, the accountant, has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at helpwantedsandiego.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at helpwantedsandiego.com. Local jobs that work.
What if I could tell you when a wildfire was going to happen? Of course, I can't. But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free.
That's right.
On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Do want to remind you, reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is a fantastic way to get a hold of us. Also, the David Spoon Experience on Facebook. I just want to encourage everybody. You know, we've got a lot of stuff that goes on in life, and as different seasons take place, you can tend to get quickly distracted in life. And I know that things get busy. I understand that, and we all get busy. It's not just, you know, if you think about it, things are busy in January, things are busy in February, things are busy in March, things are busy in April, things are busy in May, oh, for sure, June, and don't forget how busy you are in July. And then everybody's really busy in August, and who's not busy in September? And I think everybody gets together and says, we are busy in October. In November, it's just busy season, and then in December, it's busy, busy, busy. Okay, so I think that pretty much clears out that we're busy all the time, doing stuff all the time. Got it. But if you're too busy for God, then you're too busy for what's important. No, Dave, you understand. Getting gas in my car is important. Yeah. But not necessarily as important as, oh, I don't know, spending eternity with God? Okay. I think you get where I'm going with that. Priorities are priorities. Let me tell you this. If you didn't make breathing, if breathing wasn't natural, you wouldn't make it a priority. You wouldn't be living. Pretty straightforward, right? No breathing, no living. Well, your breath of life from the spiritual end of things is with the Lord. So let's not forget that. Along these lines, I do want to encourage people. We are having Paul and Mark from Talking Bibles on the show next week, and I want to encourage you to participate, to get involved, to get connected. One of the things that Talking Bibles is doing this year is for $70, they're able to get two Talking Bibles that can translate. They're getting these two Talking Bibles into the hands of pastors who are serving in refugee camps in South Sudan. What you might not know is these Talking Bibles are not generated just by a battery process, but by solar. Oh, it's so cool. And so we're going to get a chance to talk about that and get into it. And the idea here is to spread the word of God. And I'd like you to participate as much as you can. Like I said, they're going to be on the show next week. TalkingBibles.org is their website. But you can go to KPRZ.com, get some more info. But I prefer that you call them, 855 855-55-BIBLE, 855-55-BIBLE. And by doing that, you'll find out exactly what they're trying to accomplish, what the goal is, what is it that these talking Bibles will do. And I'm pretty sure we can get everybody in the room to agree that the Word of God being spread all over the world is a fantastic process for the kingdom of God. So let's participate in that. Again, Mark and Paul will be on next week. Should be a lot of fun. They've got a ton of stories. It's always good when we're talking to people and they got stories. I love that. Okay, we don't have a sound for this, do we? No, okay. See, I have to look at Tugboat Todd. I have to look at Tugboat Todd and say, what do we have? I'm getting so much going on in my brain. It must be January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. That's how much stuff I got going on. Okay, the title of this DDD is called Play Nice and Share. Play Nice and Share. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 9 through 10 says this, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Already we're in trouble, right? You're going to get past these words and not go, uh-oh. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verses 9 through 10. Here's what it opens up with. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. You know what hospitality is? Watch this. Friendliness, warmth, kindness, appreciation, extra mile-ish, softness, patience, graciousness. So let's look at our lives and see how many areas in our lives that we might be able to operate with hospitality, because we're supposed to have a hospitality type spirit towards one another. I must say, whenever I think of hospitality, I was involved with a couple of different advertising groups throughout my career as a human being, and one of them was a hospitality group. And do you know what hospitality groups? You know what one of their biggest functions were by their own definition? To be welcoming and warm. To be welcoming and warm. That was one of the biggest mission definitions for hospitality groups. We're supposed to be welcoming and warm with one another. And we're supposed to do it without complaining. I could probably do 2 straight hours on complaining, since there is way more than 2 hours worth of material in the Bible about complaining. We're supposed to play nice. We're not supposed to have that feeling of being slighted or disadvantaged and then getting all puffy about it. Do you know who felt that she was disadvantaged? Was Mary. When Martha and Mary were serving, or when they were hosting a gathering, and Jesus was at the gathering, and Martha was running back and forth, and she's trying to be a good hostess, there's no question about it, but she got mad at Mary, her sister, and said, Jesus, tell her to help me. I'm the only one doing work here. It's frantic. I'm running the kitchen. I'm doing everything. Help me. And Jesus was like, Martha, 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 you're worried about a lot of things, Martha, but only one thing is necessary. And Mary has chosen that, and that's just Mary sitting here listening to what I have to say. I'm not going to tell her to get up. I'm not going to tell her to help you. But what happens is in hospitality moments, we feel that other people should do their part too. And so we grumble. Watch this. Tell me if you can relate to this. This is for Christians. Ready? Do you ever go to a potluck and that one person brings like the same thing every time? Like, you know, like croutons or something. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You see all these dishes, people put time in it. And people don't have the time and they'll buy different dishes. But there's always the one person that puts like croutons. Or, hey, it's bacon bits. No, that can go on anything. It goes, no, even if it's a breakfast thing. Bacon bits can go on your oatmeal. It's good. No, great. And it's like, you know, they didn't put a lot of time. And then you think, gosh, they just never really participate. That's complaining. That's not being hospitable. And that's what the Lord says. Hey, don't do that. You know, be warm, be welcoming, be friendly, and do it without complaining. And then the scripture says, and each one has a gift, and we're supposed to use it to serve one another. So it's not just playing nice, but it's sharing. You have a gift from God. Congratulations. You need to share that. Oh, by the way, in case you don't know, you do have a gift from God. Well, I don't know what my gift is. Well, start interacting with people and find out what your gift is. Start engaging with people and see those areas that you gravitate to. See what it is that draws towards you. Because God has given everybody gifts. There's no question of whether we have gifts or not. The scripture doesn't say if you ever get a gift from God. It says how to use the gift that you have from God, not if you get a gift. And what the scripture says is absolutely clear. You're supposed to share that gift. Each one has received a gift. That's what the passage says. Use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's grace. You share your gift. Your gift is not a toy. Your gift is not a trophy. I've got the gift of wisdom. Ha, 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 ha. I'm smarter than everybody. Well, actually, that's knowledge, because wisdom is the application of knowledge. But the idea here is to understand that your gift is a tool to minister to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're supposed to share it with one another as stewards of God's grace. You're a steward of God's grace. You have a responsibility. The gift realm might be varied. It might be diverse. It might be wide-ranging. But you're a steward of the gift that God has given you. And what the scripture is saying in 1 Peter 4, 9, and 10 is play nice and share. Kind of like the kindergarten stuff, right? Not that far off. Like, play nice and share with one another. Like, okay. That's all you got to do on a lot of this stuff. And do it without complaining. Because complainers, they get a timeout. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Encouragement may be the greatest gift we can give this Christmas.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. An old Merle Haggard song, If We Make It Through December, tells the story of a man laid off from his factory job with no money to buy Christmas gifts for his little girl. Although December is supposed to be a happy time of year, his life seems dark and cold. Discouragement is not unique to December, but it can be amplified then. Our expectations may be higher, our sadness deeper. A little encouragement can go a long way. Joseph, a man from Cyprus, was among the early followers of Jesus. The apostles called him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. We meet him in Acts 4, 36-37, when he sold a piece of property and donated the money to help other believers in need. Later, we read that the disciples were afraid of Saul, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. Saul, later called Paul, had been formerly trying to kill the believers, but Barnabas defended him as a man transformed by Christ. All around us are people longing to be encouraged. A timely word, a phone call, or a prayer with them can bolster their faith in Jesus. The generosity and support of Barnabas demonstrate what it means to be a son or daughter of encouragement. That may be the greatest gift we can give to others this Christmas. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Text the word INVEST to my friends at Online Trading Academy at 57682. They want to give you a tablet with a preloaded Wall Street Insiders kit so you can see what this is all about. The tablet includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Create extra income without having to work an extra job. Text the word INVEST to 57682 to get your free preloaded tablet with the Wall Street Insiders kit. Text INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates may apply.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience right here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. That little stutter was me just finishing up an email. I just decided in radio, I just might as well tell you what's going on. Because it's better just to be, you know, just as forthright as you can. I had to finish a little note, so I had to stall by stalling out the words. How'd I do, though? It kind of came off pretty good, didn't it?
They wouldn't even have known if you wouldn't have said anything.
Well, I'd rather just tell it the way it is. Like, for example, at our apartment complex, because my wife has been stuck in the house doing things, you will notice if you drive in our apartment complex that our light is like a beacon in the Carlsbad apartment complex because she has put up 10,000 lights in our little balcony patio.
You're talking about Christmas lights, right?
Yeah. Yes, I'm talking about Christmas lights. So we went to the gym the other day, and I said, you know, have you considered my wife's patio in the sense of all the lights? And they're like, I don't know. It's like, we've been in apartments for seven and a half years or 8 years. She has collected lights for that long and has learned how to maximize every nook and cranny. So to give you an idea, our bill does go, in fact, part of our bill goes up every December. I mean, it's just like, boom, and that many lights for an apartment.
But on the same note, you have heated stairs.
That's a good one. I have to think about that. Good job, Tugboat Todd. Way to drop that on me. You have heated stairs. Wow, I like it. Tugboat Todd, hitting it again. Where's that sound? Killing me. All right, what do we got? We got Mike Seawall on the phone. Yeah, put him on. Put him on. Let's see what's going on with my brother. Hey, brother, what's going on?
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing terrific. What's news in your world?
You know who this is?
Mike.
Yeah, Michael from Delmar Gallery. Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming by our men's group a couple weeks ago. It was a blessing having you.
Okay, say that again, Mike. Say it again.
I said thanks for coming by our men's group at Band of Brothers at Chapel there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was my privilege. That was my privilege to talk to you guys, and I hope that was a blessing for you guys.
It was, and I got a little price report from that same group. The following week, sales have been slow. You know how we break down into little prayer groups, and we lay it out, and we what was positive in our life, a praise report, and then our prayer needs. And in my prayer needs was that sales have been slim to none in my photo classes, and so it's been actually months since I got someone to sign up for, you know, that to pay a full price. I got like previous grads that get discounts. And so I laid it out that I really needed sales for photo classes at the time of year. So, and it was nice. They lifted it up, and I get home and I open my emails and I get 2 orders were in my email for photo classes paid in full, for a couple of future classes.
No, praise the Lord. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it had been, I don't know, thousands of hours since I've had one. If you figure out how many weeks it was since I've had a sale like that, and then, you know, within the hour of prayer, there it is. Yeah.
That's and then, great.
And then Tuesday night on the way there, just before leaving, I checked email on the way to the group, and then here's a sale from China, somebody from China who lives locally, I mean, California, who's signing up also. So there's like exclamation point to remind me Oh, yeah. A week ago, just as I got back from there, I made two sales, and here's one on the way to the group to put an exclamation point on him answering prayer. So what a wonderful Lord we serve, huh?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. And again, it was my privilege to be able to talk to you guys and share with that. And it was a great group of people, just fantastic group of people. Really, really, everybody was really nice. Joe's a fantastic guy. I like him.
Joe's a fantastic guy. The format is wonderful. If other churches were to copy it, they would be blessed too, which is, it's not a Bible study. As we know, it's just men showing up, and they wouldn't have to have a dinner. We actually have a guy that goes to Costco and picks up some chickens, and we cut them up, and then we take a donation for the meal, so we all eat first so that they could go right there, you know, 6 o'clock. Of course, we get the testimony like you did. We have a testimony, then we have our prayer groups at each table. And then we call it a day. So it's a wonderful format, and we've been blessed with having it for about 4 years now at the church, with about 70 guys showing up on the average.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to do. And the fellowship is really important for people to get connected to. So I think that's one of the things I liked about the group. It wasn't your typical Bible study. It was a men's fellowship kind of gathering. So you did a good job. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that praise report.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Bye. Thank you. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Michael Seawald. He's one of the people that helped coordinate me speaking at that group, the Band of Brothers, good group, that meets at the Calvary Chapel there off Poinsettia. And that's a lot of fun because, you know, even when you share your testimony, it doesn't matter. It's one of those things where when you're sharing with people, it doesn't matter if there's, you know, a lot of people or a small amount of people, or if it's one person or 10,000 people. If you just share your heart, it's not, you know, you don't have to speak well. I don't speak good. I'm on the radio. Big deal. Listen, if this is speaking good, listen, I have heard people that speak in such a way. I mean, some speakers are just fantastic. They just have nothing to say. It's like it's important if they're connected to the Lord. Then it means something. Hey, I did get handed this note. I want to make sure everybody is aware of it, and I want to promote this. It's called For King and Country Music Tour in San Diego. For King and Country. I think we're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Get what I'm saying? For King and Country Music Tour in San Diego, the Rock Church San Diego presenting For King and Country Christmas Concert. Cool. And it's Saturday, December 17th. So I believe that's, what, a week from tomorrow, right? A week from tomorrow. And it's at 1:30, the matinee concert's at 1:30. Get more information, you can go to forkingandcountry.com. That's pretty simple, forkingandcountry.com. Check that out, presented by the Rock Church San Diego for King and Country Christmas Concert. We're going to have a lot more of those type of announcements. You should just be aware of that these are the kind of things that are going on. And we encourage you to communicate with our promotions director if you got some special event. We can't put everything on the air. Most people understand that, but we can make it communicatable to the Christian community in some fashion, even if it's by calendar, okay? So give that a shot. So we only got about a minute and a half, so I don't want to end up doing this one or this one or this one. This is where Tugboat Todd is still, I mean, this is your second week. And he's, I love it. See, that's what I like about you. You pick it up fast. And the idea is for us to do our best to communicate some of the truths that we want to. In the next segment, I'm going to talk to you about one of the most important truths that you can walk with. And I actually hope you take this not just in this month, but in every month, because it's an important truth to live by. It's the one that's called Forget About It. That's what we're going to do in the next segment. In the meantime, I just want to give a big thank you to the audience, to people listening, for the graces and the mercies that you've extended me as a host and given me lots of blessing. No, I'm not going anywhere, so don't worry about that. I'm just saying thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the emails I get. I've gotten hundreds and hundreds of emails, and I appreciate that. They're a blessing. I take every one of them, and I PDF them and put them in a file, so I can review and look from time to time because it encourages me. And so just a big thank you for the people that have done that and the people that are listening. And I'll say this all the rest of my life. I'd say it to my wife. If there's something I'm saying and you're not resonating with it, don't worry about it. But if there's something I say and the Lord kind of touches you in it and you need to kind of utilize it, use it. Because whatever it is, it's about getting just one step closer to the Lord. That's really what this process is about. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
I want you to think about this for just a second. Just a second. eHarmonyMatch.com, FarmersOnly.com comes on the screen.
Here's Ted Cunningham on Focus on the Family Minute.
But think about the guy who's sitting at home right now in a bad marriage. Or the wife. They see the twirling couple on the screen. You've seen them. They found their soulmate. We have an algorithm that all you have to do is take a test, puts you with the perfect person. And he's going, oh, look how happy they look. I'd like to enjoy life like that maybe again one day. I did before marriage, but now I'm married. And our problem is we never took a test. And you know, our culture really has fallen for this idea that compatibility is something you find or something you test for. And that's just not true. Compatibility is something you create.
You do have to work at compatibility, and Ted Cunningham has more ideas at familyminute.org.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with KPRZ and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during nine exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, that was, I'm just going to admit this. That was not the first, you know, when I was a young boy. Now, I mean young, okay? I was a young boy. You know, I wasn't an album collector until I started to, you know, move my way up. And by the time I got into music, you know, it was, you know, Jackson 5 ABC and the Partridge Family. I remember having the Partridge Family album. Come a long way, haven't we? Haven't we all come a long way? Thanks.
What'd you do with your old records?
I have no idea where any of that stuff is anymore. I don't. I mean, they didn't. My family wasn't a big keeper. You know, was terrible because, you know, 50 years ago, or, you know, 48 years ago, I had early Supermans. I had, you know, like, when the comics were cool, and not now because they've just become politically correct, and they weren't really politically correct back then. No matter what anybody says, they were more about good and evil, which is, you know, pretty simple theme. So I had all those, but then I would read them and throw them out. Nobody told me.
Well, that's why they're collectible now, because everyone threw them out or using the line their bird cages.
I got nothing for you. We had a bird named G.I. Joe once. That was a good bird. Anyhow, let's get into what I believe will be an effective DDD, Devotional Diamond today, and I really do hope you hear what I have to say. So the title of this, did I tell you that if you want to reach us, DavidSpoon at KPRZ.com? And the reason we're having fun is because we need a little bit of lightheartedness. If you want real serious stuff, do the first hour. Just listen to the podcast, because that's some pretty serious stuff right there. Here's the title of this one, and then we'll play the little sound clip. We have a sound clip. It's called Forget About It. What do you got?
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
That was great. Do that again.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
There you go. That's a good job. Well, I'm telling you, you did a great job. Very, very happy about that. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 20. You're going to be thinking, how do you get forget about it out of a 1 Samuel chapter 9 passage? This is the problem. This is the problem that I exist in right here. We talked about this story the other day about Saul being a pet detective. If you remember listening on the show, we talked about Saul being a pet detective. God rearranging something beyond what he could see. But from Saul and Kish's point of view, their donkeys were lost, and they had to go find the donkeys. From God's point of view, he was sending Samuel, the first king of Israel, and we kind of got into that and dove into that. This somewhat has nothing to do with that, other than I'm using one of those portions on a key component element. 1 Samuel 9:20. This is when Samuel is talking to Saul, and he says this, because the donkeys were lost, and they were looking for the donkeys, and they went to the prophet to get some information. It says this, "As for your donkeys, which were lost 3 days ago, do not set your mind on them, for they have been found. And for whom is all that is desirable in Israel? Is it not for you and for all your father's household?" What I want to key in on is the donkey element. Okay? I like saying donkey. "As for your donkeys, which were lost 3 days ago, do not set your mind on them." The donkey situation was going to be handled, because the reality was the donkeys weren't even lost, because from the divine point of view, God was using the donkeys to bring Saul out. But what Samuel said, I think, is worth noting. Not that you can do an exegetical on this and spend, you know, write 30 pages on it, but you can simply say one of the things that Samuel said to Saul is, do not set your mind on them. Do you know why Samuel said to Saul, do not set your mind on them? He said that to Saul because Saul, ready, was worried about the donkeys. You get this? Saul was on this mission to get the donkeys. He was concerned about them, and so he's worried about them. And you know what Samuel told him not to do? He said, don't think about that. And I look at that, and I understand, you know, the story, but I look at that, and I think that is a great picture of the Lord talking to you and I. No, it's not a direct picture. No, it's not a specific application. It's just something you can extrapolate from the scripture, that's like the Lord talking to us, like the Lord Samuel, we're Saul, and whatever the issue is that we got going on, that's the donkey. And it's like the Lord saying to us, don't set your mind on the donkey. Don't think about that thing. Don't dwell on that. One of the things I find that people encounter on a pretty regular basis is they fixate on their issues. They literally give it tons of mind time. They let it roll in their mind over and over and over again. It's not just people that are ADD. It's not just people that are, you know, obsessive compulsive. It's not just this. It's just people dwell on something that they are unable to control and that is kind of out of their reach, and it becomes a greater sense of anxiety. And the idea is for us not to spend all of our mind time, all of our strength thinking about that. Now, again, I am not a positive thinking, advocate. I'm a biblical thinking advocate, but not a positive thinking advocate. I don't think, oh, if you just think good thoughts, all the flowery things will happen to you. If you think good thoughts, you can count on one thing. You're still going to go through the trials that God puts you through. Okay? Because suffering makes you identify with Jesus Christ, just for the point of reference. But I don't think it's important for us to operate in adding to our burden by overthinking some kind of issue that involves something we can't control, like lost donkeys. And we need to watch ourselves about worrying, because in our society, stress is high. And I'm not sure it's higher in this society than other societies. It's just high. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus said a wonderful portion. He said, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." What can you know from what Jesus said? Jesus said, hey, you're going to have a lot of stuff, and you got to deal with it. And you're going to have to deal with it, get this, day by day. You know what you can't do? You can't deal with stuff that's going to happen in 6 months from now that you're not sure about what's going to happen in 6 months now. You can't be afraid of something that hasn't happened yet because you don't know what it is that's going to happen. You can't fear the future because you don't know what that future holds, especially if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian who should know who holds the future. In other words, people will say, well, you know, I'm looking at this situation that could happen in 6 months. In 6 months, everybody could be gone. Why are you fixating on that? You can't control that. You know, when Jesus said, look under the, speak under the mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, and that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move the mountain. You know what you can't do? You can't move a phantom mountain. In other words, you can't speak to a mountain that doesn't really exist, and that's what a lot of people do. It's not even a real situation, and they're trying to operate in some kind of, it's like, you know, it's not even real. You've got to focus on what you've got. I've used this analogy 1,000 times. It's as though faith for us is like manna. When the children of Israel were given manna, they were given enough for one day. If they left manna over for the next day, it turned into worms. Only on the Sabbath did they get a double dose, so they didn't have to go out on the Sabbath day. Well, your faith is like that. You get faith, and you use faith every day. You can't take your faith right now and throw it 6 years from now, because you don't know what 6 years from now is. You got to use your faith right now. It's as though God gives you $1 a day in faith, and we take that dollar, and we split it up into dimes, and we throw those dimes all over the place. Why not have the whole dollar buying power on the day you get it? I know that's a rough illustration, but it's a good one. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough stuff that's going to happen you don't even know about. Let that go. Just deal with today. Philippians 4, 6 through 7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." We're not supposed to be anxious about stuff. We're supposed to commit it in prayer and move on. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Instead of carrying our anxiety, which we're really good at, why don't we take that anxiety and go, "Here you go. Your hands are bigger. Your shoulders are bigger. You're bigger. I give it to you." The Lord wants us to give him that. He wants us to take that which we strain on and stress on and say, "Here you go. I'm going to walk with you hand in hand. Lead me on in the sense of point where I'm supposed to go. Let's go here. Let's go. And let me not try and carry the burden of the world and thereby stress my heart out and thereby reduce my life." Don't overthink it. Don't anxiety think it. Don't worry about tomorrow, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. You can just know him who brings tomorrow. Don't be anxious and cast all that anxiety unto the Lord. And take that mind, that heart, that spirit into everything you do. And you'll not only live longer, you're just going to have a better life because you won't be fixated on what you can't control. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Christians in the UK are increasingly fearful to speak out about their faith in public due to the rise of an intolerant liberalism. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. The warning comes from Nick Baines, the Anglican Bishop of Leeds. He told the Associated Press that Christians feel picked on by some secularists who have a problem with religion being discussed outside of church. He's quoted as saying, "Clearly there are some Christians who are concerned about whether they are free to talk about their faith in a respectful and appropriate way in the workplace. Equally, there are plenty of people who are not Christians who think that Christians should not, or think there is an issue around it. I call it religious illiteracy," end quote. He added that people have been disciplined or threatened with discipline for talking about their faith in the workplace, even if they've been asked about it by a colleague. His words came just a day after Prime Minister Theresa May defended the rights of Christians to express their faith in public. She said, "We are now into Advent, and we have a very strong tradition in this country of religious tolerance and freedom of speech," adding, "Our Christian heritage is something we can all be proud of." Last weekend, a report said that Christians should have their rights protected in any new Bill of Rights brought forward by the government. A spokesman for the Respublica think tank told reporters, "Evidence demonstrates that societies that vigorously protect religious freedom enjoy a wide range of other fundamental rights." More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to health care based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses, and it's half the cost of insurance. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, that's my brother. I like that. Of course I like that. My brother. You're going to be kidding me. Great stuff. Let's see. Don't forget David Spoon at KPRZ.com, Facebook, The David Spoon Experience, HisAppointment.com if you need an encouragement read. And got a sunset going on right there. It's just kind of starting to kick down right now. Looking kind of nice. Traffic is there football on?
No.
Okay. Traffic is there any sporting events on?
Probably.
Okay.
Somewhere curling or hurling, something or other.
All right. You know, I like the curling when they do that thing with the brooms. Have you ever seen that movie? That's a funny movie. Anyway, all right, let's get into it. A couple things I do want to cover. The other day, yesterday, John Glenn passed away at the age of 95. A little bit of a tribute to him right now I think is appropriate. Passing of John Glenn, one of America's most famous NASA astronauts, marks the end of an era for American exceptionalism to this point. And I do want to say, by the way, this article is coming out of a Breitbart connection. While many will focus on the scientific miracle that allowed Glenn to become the first American to orbit the Earth, Glenn himself noted that God was an inseparable part of that miracle of his life. He was admitted to Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, last week, and then he passed away Thursday, which was yesterday. He was 95. He was a native Ohioan, Ohio State fan, made history as the first American to orbit the Earth in 1962, went on to become a long-serving United States senator from his home state, made history again by becoming the oldest human being to go into space at the age of 77. This is the part I want to talk about. Indeed, according to Glenn, in the 1990s, among the other NASA astronauts lucky enough to go to space to touch the face of God, he insisted his religious faith made him stronger by his experience in faith. Glenn explained that it's not impossible to believe in God after seeing the Earth from... He said it is impossible not to believe in God not after seeing the Earth from thousands of miles above. To look up out at this kind of creation and not believe in God is, to me, impossible, Glenn said in 1998. It just strengthens my faith. Now, there are not many people that have had a chance to look at the Earth from thousands and thousands and thousands of miles in space and give a reflection. The Soviets had to do it and had to give exactly what the government told them to write, which was, we went to space and didn't find God, as though God is just hanging out in outer space like, you know, like he's a rocket man in that sense. It's like, come on, folks, right? It's like God is lost in space. He's just hanging out, flying around there. Come on. But when John Glenn looked at it, he was able to observe the creation of the Earth was so fantastic that he said you can't miss the creation of God. To that, we give a big props and big salute, and we believe that John Glenn, with the active faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, is probably doing better now than he did before. It's kind of what we'd say. All right, let's get ready to get into our Facebook post. And in honor of John Glenn and our Facebook post, what do you got for me, Tugboat Todd? There you go, Rocket Man. A little bit of tribute right there. Let's get into our our Facebook post. It is, of most Facebook posts, very simple. It is of most Facebook posts, very simple. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Sometimes the simplest ones are the ones that get the most response. Here it is. Jeremiah 32, 27 says this: I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? No. That's the answer. People say, well, can God make a rock he cannot lift? No, he's omnipotent. That cannot take place. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Here is the question. Do we live that? Now, we believe that because we'll read it in Jeremiah 32, 27. We'll believe it because we hear it in Genesis. It's not that we think that's phony. That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you and I'm asking us, do we believe it enough to live it? Right now you're facing a challenge and it's not going the way you want to go. Okay? But is anything too hard for the Lord? Then partner with God. Surrender to God. Work it with God. Because there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I do want to remind people that he created life in the womb of Sarah where there was no life. But go beyond that and recognize that he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And then tell me your circumstance is beyond the pale of death. Because, you know, death does not stop God from creating life and for giving life and for changing life. So it's a pretty forward, simple question. Can we recognize and live like there is nothing too hard for God. My question for you is that very thing that you struggle with right now, too hard for God? Not you. Too hard for God? No way. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a 70-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.